Critics of transboundary mining have been lobbying the federal government to put the issue before the commission. They include tribal fisheries and environmental groups, as well as local governments. The International Joint Commission is part of the century-old U.S.-Canada Boundary Waters Treaty. It's charged with resolving conflicts involving waterways that flow from one country into another. The critics say the commission is the best way to keep British Columbia mines and exploration projects from polluting salmon-rich rivers that flow into southeast Alaska. Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott asked for a sit-down meeting with Secretary of State John Kerry during his recent visit to Alaska.
I didn't get to meet with him. I did have the opportunity to mention it to him that it was an issue.
Mallott heads up a state working group looking into transboundary mines. He planned to lobby Kerry to request involvement of the International Joint Commission.
I mentioned that I was going to follow up with the State Department, and then I saw that he was later asked a question, I guess, and commented on the importance of the transboundary river issues.
Do you take those comments as being something that, you know, they might actually follow up with some action?
Well, I'm not sure about action at this point, but it does mean, hopefully, that the State Department has this issue on its radar.
And it does. In a prepared statement in response to our questions, the department says, quote, "The agency is concerned about the potential transboundary effects of British Columbia mines on the people of Alaska, Alaska Native groups, in particular commercial fishermen, and the tourism industry." It added that it had shared those concerns with senior levels of Canada and British Columbia's governments. But State Department officials, quote, "do not anticipate referring this issue to the International Joint Commission at this time. Instead, it's relying on increased cooperation and communication between Alaska and British Columbia."
I find it very surprising.
Guy Archibald works on mining issues for the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council and coordinates its Inside Passage Waterkeeper group.
The IJC has over a century of action that has been very effective everywhere from Washington State to New York State in avoiding disputes across the boundary.
If the State Department ain't willing to step in and help us, then this is something that we have to step up and take on ourselves.
Rob Sanderson Jr. is a member of the Tlingit-Haida Central Council's Executive Committee. He also co-chairs the United Tribal Transboundary Mining Work Group.
We do have that, you know, relationship with the federal government that we need to exercise. And basically, when they say that we're not going to seek a referral, we are going to have to take matters into our own hands.
The Transboundary Working Group includes about a dozen tribal governments in southeast Alaska. Sanderson says they'll seek additional support before using their role as sovereign governments to ask the State Department for International Joint Commission involvement. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting in Juneau.